Tracy has always played it straight. As a kid, she was responsible and dependable, the one who never stepped out of line or questioned her teachers. She worked hard. She colored inside the lines. She followed all the rules to the letter. And from a very early age, she knew she wanted a career in law enforcement. After 4 years in the military, Tracy became a police officer in a city just 20 miles from where she grew up. For the most part, she loved her job. The law was clear and unambiguous, and she genuinely liked knowing exactly what was expected of her. She put in her time, played by the rules, and moved up the ranks, just like she was supposed to. In her free time, Tracy volunteered in the community and was an active member of her church. She and her husband bought a few acres outside of town, and after her three children were born, they began growing their own vegetables as a family project. Gardening soon became an obsession for Tracy. She loved seeing how the more effort she put in and the more careful she was about providing just the right amount of water and fertilizer, the better results she got. She loved canning and pickling and was soon giving away her homemade salsas and spicy pickles as gifts to her friends and family. They couldn't get enough. For Tracy, life was steady and predictable, just the way she liked it. And then she got hurt. Unfortunately for Tracy, her injury didn't happen at work, which would have guaranteed an early retirement and disability benefits. Instead, it was a silly thing, really. While helping a friend move, she slipped on a step and tore a ligament and some cartilage in her knee. She was removed from the field and assigned to temporary desk duty, but that assignment ultimately became permanent when her knee failed to heal correctly. The reassignment meant a demotion and a significant pay cut. And for Tracy, life suddenly didn't feel quite as steady or predictable as before. With 3 years to go before she could begin collecting her pension, Tracy knew she had to find some way to supplement her income. So she began selling her homemade relishes and salsa at the local farmer's market. Tracy was great at researching interesting flavor combinations and incorporating them into her products. They were delicious and incredibly popular, and she began to amass a local following. Now, a few of her most loyal customers are encouraging her to go bigger with this fledgling business, to create a brand for her products, and maybe even start selling online. However, while Tracy is eager to earn more money, she's also hesitant to move forward. She knows there are a ton of regulations related to selling food, and she just doesn't know how she could ever meet all the requirements. Selling at a farmer's market is one thing, the laws are pretty relaxed, but actually creating a real business and selling online and perhaps even shipping out of state seems completely out of her league. Where can she even begin to find a list of all the requirements? And what if she misses something? The thought of violating a major regulation or getting into trouble terrifies her. Every time she even ponders the idea, she feels paralyzed. There's just no way. And now she feels stuck. Tracy is a rule follower. The rule follower archetype. Often sticklers for doing things the way they are supposed to be done, those who exemplify the rule follower archetype struggle most with an outsized fear of authority. A fear that often manifests itself as an irrational aversion to breaking the rules or doing anything that may be perceived as not allowed.